the status of the human embryo in the world of halacha. In the Gemara in Masechtas Erechin, which is the Gemara that really stimulated me to do this year tonight, on Daf Zayin, the Gemara talks about killing a baby in utero of a woman about to be executed in the Beis Din. We're going to try to get there and figure out what was the heter to do such. And there are a lot of different inyanim we're going to be analyzing this evening. But I first want to start in the very beginning. And that is the concept of abortion begins really in the beginning of the world when it comes to the halachas of the B'nai Noach. The first ones that were mitzvah in the east of abortion were in fact the B'nai Noach. The Makar for this is in Pashas Noach, the first page of the Maran Mekamos, with the Rabbanu Shem upon exiting from the, having Noach and his children exit from the Teva, talks initially about the Isar of Ritzicha, and he says in Pasuk Vav, Shayfech dama adam, be adam, dama yeshafech, ki betzelem elokim asas adam. Whoever sheds blood of a human being inside a human being, his blood will be spilt. Man is created in the image of God, and therefore look at the chayma isa. If you kill man, what you're really doing, you're really attacking the tzelem elokim, besides just a mere mortal flesh and blood. Now this pasuk itself is used by the Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin, and I'm going to show you inside where this is alluded to. If you look on the left-hand side of the page, the Torah Tamima brings down the Medrash Chazal. What's the meaning, Dam Adam Ba'adam? Tani Meshim Rabbi Shmuel Amru, Ben Noach Chayev Ala Uberim. That a Ben Noach is Chayev in Isa Deraisa to destroy babies in utero. To Amakra, Shayfich Dam Adam, Adam Dam Yeshafech, upon which the Gemara says the Masoros of the meaning of the Pasuk is, Eizu Adam Shub Adam, was an example of a man inside man, which is a literal translation of the Pasuk, Havi Oimer Zeuba Shibimeya Ima. So what we have over here, according to the Gemara, and this is the source which the Chazal quote, which the Rabban quotes, which everybody quotes, as the source of the Issa abortion for Rabbi Noach, it's this pasuk of the Issa Ritzich in Pashas Noach, Adam ba'Adam, a special Issa Ritzicha, and therefore, interesting enough, the Rambam subsumes this as a category for Rabbi Noach under the mitzvah B'nai Noach of the Issa Ritzicha. The Shev Mitzvah B'nai Noach are not just seven mitzvahs, but the seven category of mitzvahs. And many individuals who are choker over the years to see how many subcategories exist in B'nai Noach halacha, there are hundreds, maybe even thousands of subcategories, but they're subsumed under those seven headings. According to the Rambam, the concept of abortion is subsumed under the Issa of Ritzich as a subcategory, and therefore if a guy should commit an abortion, he's chayiv misas bezdin. I want to mention to you the Gemara text that the Torah Timi was quoting, the bottom part of the fact that B'nai Noach are chayiv in the Issa of abortion. That's the Maimer Chazal I just quoted to you. That's on the bottom of the underlined lines in quotation number I. If you move your finger to the left where it has quotation J, this is the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah where it says, B'nai Noach shaharig nefesh, Afilu uba b'meyai imo nergalav. Even if he kills an embryo, he's chay misas bezdin. V'kenem harag treifa. V'ben Noach killed the treifa. O shukafat v'nas l'fnei ari, where he tied up a person that he shouldn't be able to escape a lion that's about to devour him. Ohu shenichu b'rov ashemes, where he put him in a situation that he starved to death. Hoil v'hemis mekomako nerag. Since he was the cause of this person dying, he's chayv misas bezdin, etc., and etc. So we therefore see that according to the Shitas HaRambam, he passing this halacha mas at Hilchos Malachim, which is the place that he brings together all the halachas of B'nai Noach, and therefore that is the way we pass in halacha mas when it comes to this. Even Gerami, where cases whereby Yisrael, he wouldn't be chayv misas bezdin, like by killing a treifa. A Jew, if he kills a treifa, he might have committed murder, but it's not punishable by Bezdin Shomata. It might be Chayim Misa B'day Shemayim. So Ben Noach, if he kills a treifa, he's Chayim Misa Bezdin Shomata. What I want to mention as well, before we go very deep into the Makaras, is that if you look in the Chumash itself, besides the pasukim that are used to show you the ease of abortion that applies to a guy, there is no pasuk mentioning the ease of abortion to a Jew. There's no mention of it whatsoever. Think about it. The only thing we have mentioned about killing babies is an accidental or maybe purposely inflicted punch on a pregnant woman, Pashas Mishpatim. As a result of that assault and battery, the baby underwent a spontaneous abortion. Where there the Torah says, Yechayv to pay demei v'ladais. And even if he had kavanah to hit the woman, but as a result of hitting the woman, she underwent a spontaneous abortion. The halacha is that the most Yechayv in Bezdin is the demei v'ladais to the Baal. If a Ben Melech would have done that, he probably was from Chaim Yisrael Bezdin, because of course of causation. But by Ben Yisrael, the most we have mentioned, and once you say Demei Volodis, Rabbi Yisrael, means there's no Chiv Misa, because it was a Chiv Misa, become a Lamed Rabbi Minei. So we have that mentioned over there. That's an interesting phenomenon. When it comes to other psukim, if you look in the Chumash itself, you're not going to find really too much literature upon this, which therefore, that is why, when it comes to defining in actuality, what is the ease of abortion for a Jew? It's so difficult. Because you don't have too many makaris in the Chumash. You surely, when it comes to Chazal, inside, they talk about the ease of abortion. But the fact of the matter is, what is the ease of abortion? Is it Ritzich or something else? You're going to see a tremendous machlekes Rishenim tonight in trying to define the ease. Let me start off with showing you something quite interesting.
Is it perfect that this passage doesn't apply to a Jew?
So the answer to your question is an interesting debate. I'm going to expose you tonight to Rav Moshe's opinion on that question, because at the end of the day, we know for a fact that there are a number of halachas that are derived from Parshas Noach, which even though they're discussing B'nai Noach, automatically are flipped over to a Jew. For instance, the Easter of suicide is alluded to in Parshas Noach. And even though it's looking to B'nai Noach, Chazal say the Easter of suicide by B'nai Noach, which is derived from this pasuk, is once again reapplied to Jews as well. Because of this and other similarities, Rav Moshe in his tshuva says that what is the reason that in fact we should say it shouldn't apply to a Jew. In fact, on the contrary, the Gemara in various places in Shas, when you try to differentiate halacha mas between a guy and a Jew, the Gemara asks, mi'ikamida. How can there be such a thing that for a guy is us and for the Jew is mutter? It doesn't make sense. And that's why Tosos himself, on the bottom of the page K and other places, uses the concept mi'ikamida to say that halach lamasa, if a guy is usser in abortion, then logically speaking, a Jew should also be usser in abortion. He might not be chayv mises bezdin, because for that you need special statements and such. But on the isa level, logically, whatever is usser for a guy should be usser too, because of the svara of mi'ikamida. Rav Moshe buys into that, and based upon that svara of Moshe, if that's the case, if I'm going to say that the isa of abortion by a guy is the Isa of Ritzicha, and the Rambam categorizes as such, and Mi Kamida therefore says the pasuk by a guy has to be technically reapplied to a Jew. So the most I can really say is, if that's the case, that if for killing a non-Jewish embryo is an Isa Ritzicha, killing a Jew would be also an Isa Ritzicha, but by a Jew it's not punishable Bezdin Shomata, by a guy Besbang Zer Sekosiv, it happens to be punishable Bezdin Shomata. But the level of the Isa would be Ritzicha. And Rav Moshe himself, in his world of halacha, treats abortion as a sheila of ritzicha deraisa. There's no question that that is the source. But one of the most penetrative sources that Rav Moshe uses to come to that is based upon a Mishnah than a Rambam, because this is going to start the topic tonight. If you look at the Mishnah on top of the page, this is a Mishnah from Masechtas Olos, a very famous Mishnah. It says, Isha Shimakasha Lele, a woman who has difficulty in her pregnancy and it's threatening her life. The halacha is, this is the halacha we have, Misinai Teroshvapeh, there's no machlekes about this. Mechatchin es havalad. You can perform an embryotomy to destroy the child in utero. Umatzina se'eva mevarem, taking it out piecemeal to save the mother's life. Mnei shechayeh koid min lechayah, because her life takes precedence over the child's life. However, that's only the child is still inside in utero. Yotza rubo. However, if rov of the child has exited, and the Gemara says over there, what does yotza rubo mean? It can mean even if rov of the head, of the cranium, has basically come out of the birth canal. That we call a crowning. That enough is to say yotza rubo. The child is looked upon as a yolid as if it's already born. At that juncture, a nogimbo shein dochen nefesh b'nei nefesh. At that point, the mother and the baby both have the right autonomously to their respective life.
Partial
I can choose one over the other one.
Isn't
now,
the mother is as strong as she's a bar kayama, he's not yet the cheskas.
So what's interesting is, I might have thought that. I might have thought she has a cheskas kiyum. She's been around all these years, and the baby does not. Afapikein Chazal say, when it comes to being proactive in destruction of one life or another life, halach lamasa, you don't take that chazak, b'teris chumra, to say that, or b'teris kul in this case, to say I'm going to kill him to save her life, that we don't do. We don't take in considerations chazakos when it comes to pikuach nefesh, l'kula l'chum. We tried, that's the gemara we have in the Sechlus Erechin, about a baby hasn't been born yet, who has no cheskas kin, well, b'teris sof, you can michal shabbos to be matzal its knife. We had that already on the bottom of the Gemara on Dav Zayin and Menalka to Amid Beis. And the Gemara says the chiddush over there is that even though the baby never had a chazaka meikara of chias up until this point in time, and the baby is munich and the mother that died before she able to give birth to the baby, so how suffic whether the vlad is kayim or not, whether the baby died before the mother, died after the mother, with all those svekas, and sapikuch nefesh, you do what you got to do. Over here, where it's not the question of saving a person, it's a question of killing one to save the other one, here chazakas don't play into the picture as soon as the baby emanates from the body itself. At least it seems to be that way from the Mishnah. But the part I want to show you now is the Rambam. On this specific Mishnah, we're now getting Rabbi Yisrael into the topic, the first shlav of the topic, we have the Rambam's rendition of how we understand the Mishnah. Listen to this. The Rambam says, there's a loisa, say this is quotation B. We just read quotation A. We're not going to quotation B on page number 4, doctor. You see what quotation B is? Okay. This is the Rambam text in Hilchas Ratzeach Shmiras and Nefesh. There's a concept not to have mercy on a person who's being roidev. Lafika koru chachamim. Shaha ubra shihimakasha lated. A woman who has a difficult pregnancy. You can literally kill the baby, cut it into pieces. You can use medicines, you can use physical cutting with the hand. If you notice, the Mishnah didn't mention one word about Reidif. The Rambam superimposes, because the baby inside is pursuing its mother's life to kill it. And therefore, if that's the case, the Rambam is using the din of Reidif to matter the destruction of the baby to save the mother's life. However, Mishahotzi Rosho. But once the baby crowns and the head came out, that's Yitzis Rubo. Ein Nogumbo, Shein Doichiv Nefesh, Ein Nefesh, Zeu Tivosh Olam. This is the nature of the universe. Very strange statement of the Rambam. I'm going to show you very shortly what Moshe does with this statement. But one thing is for sure. When you look at the Rambam very simplistically over here and you read it the way it's read and compare it to the Mishnah, everybody who dealt with this specific Rambam, for those who were of the Machmirim, learned into the Rambam. I'm talking about the Nodi Yehuda, I'm going back, you know, the Briskas, before Ramosha came around. Everybody who saw this Rambam and analyzed it, Reb Chaim has the fact of peace. In his Chiddusha Reb Chaim, we upketaiches this. Everybody looked upon this, that the fact that the Rambam had to utilize Rodev as the justification for killing the baby in utero, that that's a matter in Ritzicha. And therefore, from here we derive that the Rambam learned that the ease of abortion is a Ritzicha, but if the baby inside is jeopardizing the mother's life, one of the material we have in Ritzicha is to kill the Rodev to save the Nirdav. So the Rambam is categorizing the mommy is a Nirdav, the baby is a Rodev, and therefore you have a right, you as the person who is the Nirdav or third party can come in and intervene and kill a roida to say the nidif. It's based upon a gzeres akasav in the Gemara. So if that's the case, the Rambam, by utilizing the lumdus of roidev, shows that he raised the isa of abortion up to the level of being a shayla of ritzicha deraisa. The Rambam will tell you that there's no Mrs. Bezna for doing such, but if I had to make a comparative analysis with the Rambam considers abortion very similar to the concept of a Jew killing a treifa, Jew's a treifa, where even though there might be an avera of ritzicha being done, it cannot be adjudicated and punished by Bezdin Shalmata. So Kalapi Shemayim, Bezdin Shalmata, they'll punish you for having killed somebody in this world, but it's not adjudicated down below. By Goy, it is adjudicated. By a court below, by a Jew, it is not. So therefore, this Rambam really sets up the literature for those who want to say the Shayla of terminating a pregnancy is the Ritzicha. It's this Rambam's interpretation of the Mishnah's format that serves as the source.
Any other place where we have even a similarity, some similar situation to this, where someone could be considered a roide when the person is not intending to be roide?
There's a Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin where the Gemara asks the question, do you have to give hasra to a roide before you kill him? After all, you're about to execute this man. Normally, when it comes to Misos, Mrs. Bezin or Kedemer, you have to give Hasra. What about the din of the Rodev? So if you look at quotation 3a, it says, Omer Rav Huna, Katan HaRodev, a child who's running around with a pistol, and he wants to shoot everybody up, not because he hates somebody, but he wants to have some fun, you know? You have kids coming to school, public schools today, with pistols, and it's show and tell. And when it comes to telling, they just pull the trigger. So therefore, there's no, over here they're pointing out, there is no kavana necessarily in this child's mind to do any ritzicha. He might even have the intellect. He just knows how to push a button. So, katan sharedev nit latzil benafsho, kesavar redev ein tzarech hasra. This shows you that he's working with the mahalach. There's no need of hasra when it comes to redev. Lo shena gadol, lo shena katan, period. So we see over here, Rabbi Yisai, that halach lamasa, by saying there's no din of hasra, it means there is no need, halach lamasa, for you to have a kavanah to want to kill somebody, that even if you put into a matzav of being a roidev, as an onus, even as an onus, which this baby is, the din of roidev applies. That's the answer they give to your question.
But even that's further away from this. Here, maybe he's an onus, but the kid is going to shoot the other guy. The Uber is not doing anything. The Uber is inside. Let him out.
Exactly where the Rambam added in, Zehu Tivil Sha'ila. That's the way natural law works. Sometimes there's a successful pregnancy, and the mother survives and the baby survives. Sometimes the pregnancies are geared, very unusually, Baruch Hashem, that the baby ends up not being able to be saved, and the mother saves simultaneously. This is part of Teva Ha'ilam. Moshe gets into a Musar Shmuz, why in fact that's the case, but I'm not going into the Musar Shmuz now. But the idea being, in Ramosha's mind, when he saw the Gemara in Sanhedrin over here, he came to the conclusion that since there's no need of premeditation, there's no concept of Hafkin Ben Shegel Gomezin. In his mind, once you say that, even Anus, if you end up being a Roidif as an Anus, and a third party sees that happening, you can kill the Roidif and say the Neodif based upon the specific
Halacha. What's the Losa say? He said losa se
what?
He said losa se lochus. What's the losa se? The Rambam said yes. Losa se lochus.
So it said.
What's the losa?
So the Rambam, if you look back in the Rambam starts quoting Pesukim over there.
Yeah.
And you have to look in the Rambam, in Hilchas Ritzicha, where he basically quotes the Pesukim over there. It says losachus. The Rambam, I said before, introduced Rodev. But now let me show you something interesting. The Gemara asks upon this, Eisave, Rav Chista, we're right back in the Gemara in Sanhedrin where we were before, page 3, quotation A. Same where we were before. The Gemara, I just showed you the concept of Rodev. Listen to the Gemara's question. Svi, if you listen carefully, you'll see I'll answer your question. So it says, Eisave, Rav Chista, Rav Huna, Yotza Reisha, he's paraphrasing the Mishnah. If the head of the baby comes out of the uterus, it crowns, Eino Gimbo, lefi shein derech nefesh min nefesh. Up until that point in time, he's quoting verbatim the end of the mission Eilais. So upon that, the Gemara asks, "Vaymai rodefu?" He's a roidef, and we just passed him before that a roidef does not require a kavana. So therefore, a baby who tzvi who is coming out and killing the mother involuntarily should halacha lamasa, as far as we're concerned, have a din of roidef. Even if the baby is already out of the body, he should have a din of roidef, even though it's involuntarily. And if that's the case, so why in the world can't you kill him? And for the Gemara, Shani Hosam, Dimashamayi Kodrafile, because Minashamayim, the Rabbeinu Shalom is orchestrating it. Now, what's the answer to this? What's the answer to this? That's where Moshe is going to, I'm going to share Moshe very shortly. But one thing you do see, Tzvi, that by the fact the Gemara automatically asked on the Svara that you don't need any type of din of Hasra or Kavanah Kedema, that if that's the case, the child that's an honest coming out of the mother's body, he's not, I mean, it's not his fault. Did you, why is that not a din of Redef? What does that show you? Halacha Masim, even Moshe, that even an honest Pateiris Redef is no better or worse than the case of a child running over. So the chiluk you wanted to make, but Gemara's kash, it seems they're not mechalak that way. And the answer they give is a strange answer, which even the Rambam alludes to, that min hashamayim they're Redef. Now, what's the answer to the question? You know, you have the obvious question. Anything bad that happens in this world, don't we believe, when it comes to the causes, if I have to be philosophical, anything that happens in this world, the question should be the following. You don't have to be a bar, because the baby, the kid, is also not a bar das. Right. Das is not a requisite. So the question is, if you're saying, min hashamayim, the being raid of him, so if I ought to be philosophical over here, when somebody's running around to chase you as a raidif and wants to kill you, why does it mean Hashemayim you're being raidif as well? And Hashem set that person as a shliach to kill you and take you out in this world. If I want to be philosophical, I can say that's Svara universally. Everything's the out of HaKadosh Baruch. Ramosha, just as a Hagdama in this tshuva is one of the famous tshuvas written about Tay-Sachs abortion. And Ramosha describes in Hagdama of the tshuva the fact that this is a type of genetic disease, and one of every four children, when you have a mismatch, can become a Tay-Sachs baby, and the terrible Misa Mishuna, in 2-3 years after they're born, they totally disintegrate, and who knows the tzavis and the agmis nefesh and the tirch and the rav tzar that the parents are going to suffer, and therefore somebody wants to perform amniocentesis on a couple that already had a Tay-Sachs baby to see if this is going to be another one. And Ramosha says, and what are you going to do if you find that? You're going to want to basically perform an activity which is called an abortion. He says abortion in Yiddish, an abortion. So therefore, Ramosha says, since you can't do a Tay-Sachs abortion, right over here. Abortion. Ramosha was an expert. He always Yiddishized English words. So over here he says, if that's your kavanah to do amniocentesis for the purpose of doing aborting a Tay-Sachs baby, the answer is no. Why? So now we come to Ramosha, the part I want to show you. He says over here, first of all, he made Pashal and Ibis Daiti. This is the second paragraph on page 11. She'osar ki laharog uber gam kain iser etzicha. That there's an iser etzicha to kill a baby. Whereby he kills a baby, pours abortion, it's iser etzicha for a guy. The same thing applies if a Jew kills a baby. Farak Yisrael ain't a harag, and the only difference is a Jew is not killed by Bezen Shomata, while a guy basically is. And he brings down the Taisus Lekamidam, which is the Sfar I alluded to before. Rak, he says, Makasha Lele, Kishiev Sheshichu Shneyem, Ha'ein Vavlad. So there's a special dispensation. Mechatchenes Avlad B'me'eha. You're able to kill the child in the mother's body, in the uterus. Kodim Shehotzi Rosho. If you look in the Noda B'Yehuda, I just told you, the Baal Peh, Yehuda says that therefore means there's a Ritzicha problem of it because he uses Rodev. Hari Chazinim, Sharamam Soiver, to Isa Ritzicha Mamish. Even though apanavshu shiroidev, avshu katan, k'modi isar, k'amar avhuna, b'mesechtes Sanhedrin. So I just showed you, Ramosha says, is therefore the preamble that we see that Reidev is a matter in Ritzicha. By the fact that Rabbi utilized, that shows you were dealing with Ritzicha.
Can I ask you a question? For everything else, the mother is an honest, because she's being killed. She's an honest. So you can't kill her anyway, because she was an honest. The person has threatened that if they're going to die, somebody's going to kill them. So that's called an honest. She didn't do Baratzen. So you really can't kill her. That's the reason the Bezdin can't kill her.
She didn't do
Baratzen. Because she's an honest. When she kills the baby inside, let's say. She herself kills the baby.
If she is categorized as the Nirdaf, every Nirdaf is an honest.
Even if she's not a Nirdaf, she's an honest. You can't really punish her. An honest, you can't be a Nirdaf.
But you don't have to come that far. Her life is threatened. The right. Din of Reidif is, if your life is threatened, you're allowed to self-protection. You're allowed to protect yourself. That's the din of Rodev. So the Nirdaf, I don't care whether she's protecting herself because the baby that's being born is threatening her life.
Kamar says for her. Kamar says by your honor, there's a halakha, my chazas, the more gives reasons, my chazas. You can't say my chazas by an uber versus a person. Because you can't say dubu because she's ready before the mitzvah, she's in a higher level.
Well, that's what we're going to get to. We're going to get to very shortly an understanding why there is a difference when the baby is in utero or ex utero, what the baby's status is as a nefesh, as a human being, as a halachically required Jew to do things, does come into a picture on a certain type of level over here. But let's play through.
In the true way that Moshe mentioned from the Kasha Veilet, Kishiyevsha Sheyichu Shneya.
Right. Kishiyevsha.
Right. Yeah. How do you determine that at EFSH? Does it mean really 100% one of them is going to die? Or the doctors make an estimate it's likely she's going
to
die?
So the answer to your question is very simple. And that is the Gemara throughout Shas points out not only Pekuach Nefesh is Doichel Kol Yisurim, even Sufik and Tzveka Pekuach Nefesh is Doichel Kol Yisurim.
There's always a chance a woman dies in childbirth.
There's no question there is. But over here, when you have a proximate cause of, based upon what the doctors see happening over here, that this baby knowing the mother's medical condition and what the baby's causing to happen to the mother, they see the mother going down the tubes because of the baby. I mean, they're able to sell, you know, the question that you have to ask is how do they know Bismanehem? I mean, the medical equipment that we have today that you're able to see, according to the medicine of your day, that's all you're required to do. If you know, based upon seeing certain stats coming out over here, that things are going for the negative, and the baby's inside and she's suffering, then in that case, suffer pekuach nefesh, you kill the baby to save the mother. Nobody makes a big deal of that. The doctor has to make the estimate. What I want to show you, let me go a little further up by side. Before I continue in the Rambam on the right-hand side, I want to show you something on the left-hand side. This will answer a question you posed before. I'm going to go back here, but I want to go to... Let me show you where I'm pointing, Rabbi Yisai. See what I'm pointing over here?
Which page?
This is the same page. If I want you to turn the page, I'll tell you to turn the page. This is the next column from the left. Where it says on top, he says over here, in fact, what I'm going to do, Rabbi Yisai, is make your lives easier, because I see your you see this little line over here? This is the beginning of the paragraph. This is the beginning of the paragraph. Okay? Where it says, Al kopanim, chazinin de laharog uber ike iser etzicha, mamish, shebelo tam hu roidif asa, without the tam of roidif would be prohibited. For afla Rashi, now I haven't even shown you this Rashi yet, Rashi says in the Gemara, in Masechtes Sanhedrin, I'll show you later, Rashi says, why can you kill a baby in utero? Because the baby in utero is not a nefesh yet. It only becomes a nefesh when it exits from the body. So if that's the case, the mitzvah is pekuach nefesh. The mother, who's already a nefesh, her pekuach nefesh applies. The baby that's in utero is not a nefesh yet. It's only once the baby exits with his head, it's a nefesh, and she's a nefesh, you got a contradiction taking place. But so let's go back inside. So he says, I want you to know that even though Rashi in the Gemara of Moshe said did not mention whatsoever the concept of Rodef, in Rashi's Perush of the Gemara mentions Rav vis-a-vis why ones both are out in this world. But in killing the baby in utero, unlike the Rambam, where the Rambam says the din of Reidif and Eidif is applicable, Rashi just says the baby in utero is not a nefesh. So Moshe says upon that, listen very carefully. He says, "Kozman shol yotzel la'ava olam lav nefeshu venutin lahargo lahatzilas as imo for the kasim itam Reidif karambam alma shezat atzmo de lav nefeshu muter for al kapanim." According to Rashi, Rashi only said to save the mother's life, you can kill a baby. Otherwise, if the mother's life is not at stake, even though he doesn't mention right difficult daymer, you could not kill the baby in utero. Why? Now what he does is he superimposes to Rashi something Rashi does not say. Rashi does not mention Ritzicha in his presentation. He doesn't mention Raidev. Rav Moshe assumes what the Rambam said, which is more clearly delineated, it's a shel of Ritzicha. He assumes, even though the Rambam Rashi didn't mention this, that Rashi agrees there's a shel of Ritzicha. Why am I saying he says that? Because other Achreinim, I'm going to show you as we go into the topic, make the diak the opposite. But the fact that Rashi did not quote the Lomdus of Rodef and he just said it's not an ish means there's another poter over here that has nothing to do with Ritzicha, Kilat Ritzicha, that he's not a human being yet, upon which the halach is of Hatzolos Nefashos, Sukkot Omer, apply. But I just want to point out to you what Rav Moshe's mahalach is, and I want to get to a certain point over here to answer a question that was posed before. He then says, let's go back inside, I'm reading with you, continuing. He then says, V'hod ben Noach nereg al zeh, mi'ikim yidid, the Yisrael shari, till Akiv Asa could save a taste. I pointed that out before. It applies to a Jew as well, because how can the guy be us and abortion Jews be permissible? The gam etzem hakra. Listen to this. Etzem hakra. The pasuk I showed you in Pashas Noah. Shefik adam adam. Av shenever b'nei Noach. Hu gam li Yisrael. Tzvi si baruch shekivan techa. He says, kamo shedin hayreg atzmo. Suicide. Which is also alluded to in that parasha. You hire a hitman. That's usher. And that applies to a ben Noach. It applies to them as well. For adarava.
He asks another question. He's asking a technical question. One thing is for sure. What I pointed out before, what the question that was posed to me before is, does the pasuk in Parshas Noach talk to only non-Jews or even to Jews? The Moshe says over here, as far as I'm concerned, the pasuk beferish talks to Jews and non-Jews. But now the question arises, a side question. If it applies to both equally, so why is a guy chayv in Mrs. Bezdin and a Jew not? So I want to skip two lines and show you what he says. There's a reason. The reason is because there's another Gzeres HaKasav, and that Gzeres HaKasav later on tells us where it says, Av Yisrael. Let me show you where I'm reading now. That's six lines down from where I stopped. He says, "Avol Yisrael vade nemakra v'ashayach l'chayv gamisa v'nismat ma'amikur demaki ish b'sanhedrin." If you look on Pei Dalet on the base tonight, you go home. Makish means I have to kill an ish. Anybody that's inside the body is not an ish yet, and therefore the gzeres hakasav is mismat, killing a baby inside from Mises Bezdim. But that doesn't diminish the isa of Ritzicha. It just means that it's not adjudicable. By a guy, you didn't have that meat of the pasuk. Therefore, it's an isa retzicha. There was never meat of the pasuk being mayitem from punishment of bezdin. Therefore, it comes to guy as a rasim zui misasan. It applies to them across the board. By a Jew, the Torah has its way to mayitem to say that for a Jew, even though it's a chi of retzicha, but since the child's not an ish in utero, the ability to punish the terrorist misas bezdin is not applicable on that paydayam abeis. And he says, "Vasma machi gam ha'dechai b'dmei v'lados." He brings the other thing I brought to you. By the fact that there's a chiyuv of monetary payment, if he's chayv his bezin, he become like the rabbi minei. Yeah. What? What's excluded entirely? What? Who's he? Who are you talking about now? Yeah.
So it excludes a Jew that is not chayav mitzvah unless it's an ish.
It's an ish, good.
Maybe it totally excludes the din that was given to Ben Noach, and the Jew is completely free to kill him.
What about being committed with
that? Now, the answer to your question is, it might be the possibility, because I'm going to show you as we go through the topic, there are a lot of achrayim out there who hold the Isur Tzichah does not apply to abortion. And it could very well be that maybe one of the rayas to this svara is since this is bakish and the baby's not an ish, as you said, he's precluded by a guy who's a special gzeres akasav. In fact, I'll go one step further. Up until now, I purposely didn't want to show you one of the makaros over here because I wanted first to show you this piece of Ramosha. Ramosha took it for granted in his presentation that killing the baby for a guy is mamish and isa of ritzicha. And the Rambam seems to head in that direction. Does everybody agree? Go back to page number 4. Let me show you something. There's an interesting chakira of the Minchas Chinuch I have on page number 4. Look at quotation L on the left-hand bottom of the page. Okay? Listen to this. The Minchas Chinuch, I have it where it's mentioned, so you can look it up yourselves later on in the house. The Minchas Chinuch in this topic. Imashe ben Noach muzer al ha'ubrim. Is it meshum shebedini ben Noach gilsa ha'teresh af uba kari nefesh? Is that what the Torah is telling you? Ve'ika asaras ha'rasa hu meshum isa ritzicha? Is that the pshat? Oh, shel olam eina uba kari nefesh. Ela shezu aveira kasha aveiraus of the misbenei Noach. But it's a separate gzeiris hakasuv. You see what he just did over here now? He threw the whole topic upside down. Well, up until now, we were shuckling zich. Going to Ramosha's Mahalach, it's a shayla of ritzich, and it's ritzich abai, goy, and it's ritzich abai, Jew, and the pasuk's not machalek. And even what Rashi says in the Gemara over there, he doesn't mention the din of Raidip, but Rashi also held it's ritzich. So don't have a pashut. The Minchas Chinuch didn't feel it's such a dover pashit. By him, it's a major chakir. When the Torah was mechadish, this gzer sakasov. What does it mean? Does it mean the Torah was mechadish that by a guy, this haste oichid retzicha, which is what Ramosha's assumption is? Or maybe it isn't a retzicha. And even by a guy, we hold the baby's not an nefesh, but the Torah was mechadish, that if a guy does this activity, it's an iser for a guy to do such, an iser deraisa, special gzeres akasuv, and by guy the principle is, azarasan zu misasan. Once you have a pasuk asering it, and it doesn't have to be ritzicha, it could be some other iser, special, unique gzeres akasuv, which means if that's the case, we don't have to raise it to the level of a ritzicha. You know what I'm saying to you, Rabbi Isai?
He's
telling you where the Adam is found.
But it's dumb.
Yeah.
So it's an odom. It's an odom or it's not an odom. Yes. If you want to say, according to the Minchas Chinuch, it's just some other abeder. If you're learning it from this pasuk, it's a special pasuk.
So what's bothering, Moshe is asking a good question. What Moshe is doing to defend Rabbi Moshe is if you look in the context of the pasuk, that's why you have to see the psukim. When you look at the psukim, all those psukim are dealing with the Isur Ritzicha Shricha Sadam. So how can you say it's a special Isa Miyuchedes if you dash in the Yisur to the Lishna? And the whole Pasha is dealing with Ritzich and Shrichas Adam. So how can the Minchas Chinuch Kleach Hakir, maybe it's a special Isa of Neatzmo, independent? Right. But the problem is you have to, as Rav Moshe pointed out, what you're doing is you're there, if you're going to have to say that the Gzeres HaKosa that was formulated in the Lashon Ritzicha, and Menush Ritzicha, Menush Shrichas Adam, is a separate Isa. The Pshuta Shemikra unquestionably is like Rav Moshe. There's no question in my mind. I mean, that's what's bothering you. And that's why Rav Moshe took it for granted. If this is the only scriptural marker we have, that a guy is us in abortion, and that's the pasuk, and the pasuk is dealing with ritzicha, and it's talking about shvicha sadam, there's no reason on the face of this earth I should think it's anything but shvicha sadam. So by guy surely needs a shvicha sadam. By a Jew, what the situation by a Jew is, We don't have such a gzeres akasev. The question is, can you apply back gzeres akasev to a Jew or not? So this is what Tzvi was mechalik before. It could be that maybe it depends upon how you dashen the miut mentioned in the other pasuk, where the Torah says by a Jew, if you're not making a nefesh adam, nothing to talk about. That's why if you kill a baby inside, since it's not a nefesh adam yet, you're putter from the Mises Bezdin. Is that a patur in Mises Bezdin? Or are you saying that's not even a tzicha for a Jew? Period. Might be some other isa, but a tzicha it ain't. That's the chakira you're having over here. Rav Moshe took it for granted. When he put the whole thing together, he said it's only a poter in the chi of Mises Bezdin. It was never mafkir from the isa of a tzicha shvichas adam, and that's why he maintains that pshat all the way to the end. That abortion for a guy and for a Jew is an isa ratzicha, adjudicable by bezdin for a guy, not adjudicable by bezdin when it comes to a Jew. The terrorist mamayit, the mises bezdin by a Jew by a special gzeres akasov. The context of the pasuk fits beautifully. So, using Moshe's kasha, Rav Moshe's mahalach in the source material fits very well. The difficulty is the minchas chinas chakira, because you're taking a pasuk out of context, which deals with tzich and say, is a separate Issa. Where did you ever find that before?
Yeah, and how do you tie it into the last step of the pasuk?
Yeah.
Sell them all the
king. Yeah, I mean, or the pasuk before, Shefech Dam Adam, the whole thing's about Shefech Zadam. So that's a Tzarech Ian.
Saying that, yeah. Saying that a Jew and a guy are adjudicated differently is throughout Torah's life.
Yeah.
To say that for a Jew it's not a tzich and for a guy is without, it is a tzich, it's just a man.
You feel intuitively. Dov Hamistaber, Moshe's right. That's what you're saying. You're feeling intuitively. You know? I mean, for him it's ritzicha, and for us it's not ritzicha. I mean, it doesn't sound. It doesn't vibrate properly. That's why. What? Yeah. That's why. That's why. Rav Moshe felt that way. Before Rav Moshe, you had the Yehuda feeling that way. You had Reb Chaim Brisk feeling that way. If you took a laundry list, obviously, by and large, most poskim who deal with the topic of abortion treat it with the Kevid Arash of Ritzicha because of the Rambam and the way the Achreinim dealt with it. That happens to be, I would say, Shitas Rav Poskim. But I do have to mention tonight, you know, what time is it now, that there's a prelude for next week, because we just crept into the topic. This is 16 pages of Ma'amar Kavim Rabbeisa. We just scratched the surface tonight. You should be aware of the fact, just from this evening, that there are two other shitas you find in Gedolei HaPoskim. What is the Issa Ritzich? What's the Issa, forgive me, of abortion for a Jew? The other opinion is the Marit, the famous Trani Mishpacha from Italy. He held it's an Issa of Chabalah. You're being chayvul beguf aim ubi yarachimo. If that's the case, doing an abortion is if you're tearing out a kidney, you're tearing out a liver. Therefore, it's chabala isa deraisa. And then you have the chavis yor Rav Yor Bacharach, also in the Gedei Lachreinim. He held it's an isa of hashkasha zera. Now, one thing I will tell you. Those who hold it's Ritzicha, abortion is an Issa Deraisa. Those who hold Chabala is an Issa Deraisa. But Hashchas Zera, there's already a Machlekes Rishenim and Paiskim, but Hashchas Zera is an Issa Deraisa, maybe only Issa Derabana. Which if it's an Issa Derabana, that would make an abortion a rabbinical Issa, not a biblical Issa. I'm saying this up front because you're going to see the major ramifications in Halacha. Yeah. Now the question over here is, the fact of the matter is, and that's why I advise you to take it home to look it over so you'll be more prepared for next week. I have contained in here, I purposely handpicked two tshuvos, one of Rav Waldenberg and one of Rav Moshe, to explain why Rav Moshe was against Tesak's abortion, which we just started reading a piece of it, and Rav Waldenberg's famous tshuva, why he has no problem doing a Tesak's abortion up until the seventh month. Up until the seventh month.
What would you say after the 40 days?
I'm going to get to the 40 days. I have my comments for 40 days also. On page number 4 and 5, I'm going to get to the 40 days. I'm going to get to this, our Chaviz question. If you're taking a morning after pill, that is within 40 days of potential conception. So is the ease of abortion within the first 40 days, where the Gemara calls it Maya Ba'alma in many areas, so maybe abortion doesn't begin for a guy or for a Jew until day 41 after conception. Here's my question. If the Gemara in many areas, I'm just giving you as a preamble. Well, the Chavis Yor says this, but if you say Halach L'Masa, we're working now with the Mahalach of either Chabalah or Ritzicha, if you're saying, as the Gemara says in many areas, Achilas Truma, and or Tumas Leida, Tumas Emes, that until there's a gestation of a baby up to 41 days, the first 40 days, it is Maya Ba'alma, it is not a halachically recognizable entity. Embryonic, you should know that's also the case. The first system that's developed embryonically is the circulatory system in the heart. It's not recognized till about day 40 in the embryonic development. So it's borne out by science. The fact of the matter is, if that's the case, taking a morning after pill for a guy, if you don't hold abortion take place in the first 40 days period, will be mutter. And if you hold, doesn't apply to a guy, Jew either, then a morning after pill should be put in for a Jew. So these are questions we're going to be dealing with. I'm going to touch that stuff without a question. But I first, before I get into the 40 days, we'll first want to develop what the svara is of the Marit and the Chavis Yoyer. I want you to see how Rav Moshe and Rav Waldenberg played it out, because each one took their group that they used to come to the conclusion. Rav Moshe was naked, the Shitas Ritzicha, Tesach's abortion, forget about it. Rav Waldenberg was naked like the Marit and the Chavis Yoyer. That is a concept of Chabalah and Chashkash Zera, and therefore the Tzarech, the parents, they shouldn't have a nervous breakdown, the Kedema, even though it's not life-threatening, he allowed the abortion to take place up until including the seventh month. You'll see it inside. Up until including the seventh month. So Halach Lamasa, you're talking about over here having major, major machlokas. Yeah, and it could be, so going back to what you said before, that if you say ish is mismayat, not only there's no chayvus bezdin, but the Isur Ritzicha doesn't apply to a Jewish embryo, that might be the source for the Chavis Yor and for the Marit to reject the Rambam's approach and to say Slobah b'cheshbon over here. And that's why Chabalah kicks in, or maybe Hashkasa Zera kicks in. So I'm just trying to flesh out the coming attractions. We just started up by saying. Why? Because, listen, let me just say the following. Everything the Goyim do, they stole from us. They stole from us, which means we inspired them. Yeah, so the fact of the matter is the Gemara has a debate when the ensoulment of the child takes place. Does the child get the neshama, b'shas, the conception? Is it Bishas, 41 days of the Yetzirah? Big machlokes the Gemara has over there. And there was a big tumult. The Goyim had one opinion, just had another opinion. At the end of the day, the Gemara seems to say that everybody was Moda, Bishas, the conception. Now, if you say, therefore, the ensoulment, the Natila, the Nesinas and Neshama, giving it a Tzelemakim begins on the day of the conception, when the sperm and egg come together, you have now Hashem's third part in the Shutta. So if that's the case, the concept of humanhood on some level should be taking place at conception. If that's the case, destroying a humanhood from the time of conception is a concept of abortion. I mean, that's what this svar is based upon. It's taking that Medrash Chazal.
What about if the conception takes place in a tomb?
We're going to get to that. We're going to get what happens if you have an embryo not in the body, but pre-